know, if forever doesn't mean forever, when he's talking about things that are forever, he clearly teaches in the Scriptures that there are things that are going to change. Just talk back in the so-called Old Testament, because they were shadow and types of things to come. See, when they're fulfilled, then you no longer need those because you have the actual. The actual true intent of the Torah. See, Messiah is the goal. He is the goal of the Torah. That's His. He's the goal. He's not the end of it, like abolishing of it. He's the goal of it. See, that's what it was for. Now, does that mean it's passed away? If it does, it's order Melchizedek. And it's mentioned in Hebrews. And it quoted, by the way, Psalms 110, verse 4. Yahuwah has sworn and does not relent. You are a priest forever. You see, this was before. If all the old law is abolished, then so is that order of Melchizedek. Because it says right here, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. It's got to be gone. Now, if Messiah's words are true, which I believe they are, start over with Matthew 5. Starting at verse 17. Do not think I come to destroy the Torah or the prophets. Now this is Messiah speaking personally to you. He's standing in front of you, same as saying, do not think. I mean, your translation may say, verily, verily. Truly, truly. This is a fact. Do not think. It's clear that Mr. Donahue believes that you can think this. But Messiah said, do not think that I have come to destroy the Torah of the prophets. I did not come to destroy it, but complete. For truly I say to you, till the heaven and the earth pass away. We talked about that a little bit earlier, Matthew 24, 35. That's kind of repeating what he said, isn't it? Matthew 24, 35. And here he says about the same thing. For truly I say to you, till heaven and the earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall by no means pass from the Torah till all be done. Luke 16:17, another reference to it. Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the reign of the heavens. But so whosoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the reign of the heavens. Now, I don't know about you, but it's kind of pretty obvious. If you want to, whatever you think is least or greatest, I mean, yeah, there's so some commandments are more than others, and he makes that clear. If you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, consider great. That don't mean, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'd be there. He just said consider. So he's considering you now. You know, Malachi 3:16, you know, the name's not important, and that's not the debate here. I think it is important. I think it applies to everything because we established that last night in Colossians. For all you do all in the name of, yours has the L-O-R-D. Well, I showed you 26 pages of Strong's. It says, you know, you're going to hear some more too. You're going to hear it all night long. You're going to hear the name of Yahuwah all night long. All night long. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to meet in the name of Yahuwah. We're supposed to baptize in the name of Yahuwah. Keep the commandments in the name of Yahuwah. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the reign of the heavens. You've heard it was said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that whoever is wroth with his brother without cause shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. But whoever says you fool shall be liable to the fire of Gehenna. If you bring your gift to the altar, remember that your brother holds whatever against you. Leave your gift there before the altar and go make peace with your brother. Now, the true intent of the Torah is clear in Hebrews. Not that we have to go make sin offerings, but that we are obedient so that we don't have to go make sin offerings. See, that's being like that Jew. That daggone old Jew that came to show us how to live. Don't want to be like that Jew, do you, Pat? Can't stand it. If you read the whole book, it's a letter. Everything you read, don't just pick out little small verses. Read the whole letter. The whole thing. The word covenant is not in a lot of those passages. If you look at the scriptures, you'll see the word covenant is italicized there. He'll be talking about the priesthood or administration of it. If you read carefully what it says, it's talking about the administration. He don't want you to have to go to a temple and offer up blood of goats and bulls and animals or whatever it does. He wants you to be obedient. Circumcision. It's clear that circumcision is important. What kind of circumcision? It's clear that sacrifice is important. Which sacrifice? You know, we made the point last night. Is it easier to keep the letter of the law or the spirit of the law? What does it say you keep the letter of the law? Why? The sign makes it clear. You lust after a woman, look at a woman to lust after, you commit adultery already in your heart. That's the spirit of the law. That's the true intent of the law. So, did he make it easier? Not necessarily so. I don't think so. I think it's a lot easier not to do it than to look at somebody, you know. Is anybody here without sin? Is any man here not ever lusted? You never lusted? Never lusted?
I didn't say that.
I seen you shake your head no. I'm sorry. But we're not, none of us are without sin. We should say we're without sin. We're lying. The truth's not in us. We need a Messiah. We need a Messiah that was foretold from the beginning. You know that light in the beginning? See the moon and the sun wasn't created until the fourth day? What was the light in the beginning? The one that you're supposed to follow. You're supposed to be like that light. You're a light of the world too. So you have to follow Messiah. That's the best you can. There is no temple in Coleman, Alabama. You don't have to in Coleman, Alabama. Hebrews makes that clear. What's going to be in the kingdom? You know, I didn't want to get into this, and I probably won't. You know, I know y'all believe the whole Old Testament's done away with. But, you know, there are prophecies in there that are not fulfilled. This earth has not burned up yet, y'all. I mean, I don't know. It's concrete. Remember the illustration? This is not the Matrix. And when he says, makes a prophecy about things burning up, and, you know, raising the dead and put Ezekiel 37, putting flesh on their bones and put the breath of life. All these things haven't happened. You see? All things are not fulfilled concerning the Messiah. You got to get that. You have to understand that. Just read the Word. That's what's important. Now, we covered he mentioned about the old law, that the Messiah was under the old law. There's not a verse of Scripture that says he was under the old law. That's not what Galatians says. He was made. Made. You see, the curse, his mother, when she gave birth, it was the same curse. When she gave birth to him, it was pain. The suffering. You see? That's what was going on there. He was made. Under the law, he was not under the law. There's another verse that says you're under the law. There's another verse that says there's an old law. And there's another verse of Scripture that says there's a new law. There's a verse of Scripture, several verses of Scripture says there's one law. Several. Let me see if I can find them. You know, these debates are a little tough when we got jumping all over the world. You get these things ready, and you have to jump all over the place, so it takes a little time. I apologize for that, but I think I got in my notes here where there's one law. Yeah, I just copied it all. I got it here somewhere. I don't want to misquote anything. You just keep running down if you want to, brother, but I apologize. not stalling. I'm just trying to find my references. I kind of got on you last night to get prepared. I see what you're doing now. This is my first debate, by the way. Deuteronomy 31:12. You pull that up. Do you mind her doing that, sir?
What do you want me to do?
Just give it. Do you mind her giving my references so I don't misquote any? Sir?
It's your prerogative.
Thank you. I'm not trying to come very bad. I'm listening. Deuteronomy 31. Well, assemble the people, the men, the women, the little ones, and your sojourn who is within your gates, so that you hear, so that they learn to fear you who are in guard, to do all the words of this Torah. Honey, if you just type in one law and search it. I'm sorry, we put a little bit wrong. I apologize, y'all. Don't weigh the weight of the scriptures on me and me not being a good speaker as prepared maybe as my opponent is. I just want you to study scripture for yourselves. Now, if... Yeah, that's it. Exodus 12:49. And when you're nervous, it's hard for me to think under pressure, but... Exodus 12:49. I should have wrote in my notes. There is one Torah for the native born and for the stranger who sojourns among you. Got another one. Deuteronomy 4. You type it in the search engine. Anyway, there's more than one scripture that says one law. All you do is just buy your Strong's, do your own searches, and you'll see there's only one law for this native-born Israelite and for the soldier that dwells among you. Numbers 15:29. Thank you, sir. For him who does whatever by mistake, there is one Torah both for him who is native among the children of Israel and for the stranger who sojourns in their midst. So, you know, it's the same for you as it is for a Jew. You have to keep the Torah. And it's not he don't want you to go out here and sin so that you have to go make the sacrifice. Your sacrifice is Messiah. You remember in 2 Peter he says that if you sin, there remains no more a sacrifice. That means there's a sacrifice. There's a sacrifice there. So the Torah demands that there be a sacrifice. The part of the new covenant is, I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 8, it's when they're going to take their sins away. And you know, you have to realize that the new covenant is with who? Is it with the Gentiles? And not the Jew. Remember, did Jeremiah 31:31-33? So if you look at Hebrews chapter 8, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. The word covenant there is added. The fault was with the priesthood. You understand? The priesthood was not perfect. They had sin too. They had to offer up sacrifice for themselves. He's talking about the priesthood, the earthly Levitical priesthood, who had to offer up sin for themselves. Now you've got a better covenant because you have a better high priest by the order of Melchizedek.
5 minutes.
Thank you, sir. So, when you read these things, notice in your Bible these words are added. Covenant is added there. You see, there it's obvious that he's talking about that there's a fault with the priesthood. They're not perfect, but now you have a perfect priest. The one you're supposed to follow. The one who kept the Sabbath. You know? I don't think he had to make an offering for sin. That's what he wants for you. I think Peter teaches the same thing. You know? If you sin after you come to the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for you. You can't keep sinning. Sin is a transgression of the law. If the law says that there's a commandment, and it's righteous and good. That's what it says in Psalms 119. Turn over to Psalms 119. We'll start. One that I can find right off is 44. That I might guard your Torah continually forever and ever. Now he may be talking until the end of his life. That old law there may not mean for all eternity. And that's, you have to keep it in context. Verse 89, forever, O Yahuwah, your words stand firm in the heavens. I believe that's olam ba'ed. Forever and ever. You can't believe that the words that give you life will destroy you. Your trustworthiness, verse 90, is to all generations. Are you a generation? All these, there's only one verse in here that's not alluding to the Torah. Only one. All the other verses are leading to the Torah. The one that my opponent says is abolished and contrary to you and against you. How does he know what I believe? How does he know my convictions? I don't know his. I would never make a judgment like that. I think that's wrong. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. That's the kind of, you need righteous judgment. He don't know my heart. But this man does. I'm just trying to follow him. When I stand before him, judgment day, I'm going to have to make account of him to how I live. If he says forever, and it means forever, then it's forever. I have inclined my heart to do your laws forever to the end. May not mean personally olam ba'ed, but for David at this time, it's for him forever and ever. It says, there's another forever. Verse 142, your righteousness is righteousness forever, and your Torah is truth. It's not lies. It's not against you. It's not contrary to you. It's forever. I believe that's forever. Olam ba'ed. It's forever. That's the Hebrew. Eternity, infinity.
2 minutes.
Thank you. The righteousness of your witnesses is forever. Verse 144. The righteousness of your witnesses is forever. He's talking about his word. It's forever. Olam ba'ed. All scriptures given by inspiration, prophet, doctrine, proof, grace, instruction, righteousness, that the man of Yahuwah may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. Or some of them. Just some of them. It's all of them. But you have to apply them properly. Let's see. Another forever. The sum, verse 160. The sum of your word is truth, and all your righteous rulings are forever. That's Olam Ba'ed. It's Him. He is forever. He does not change. His word does not change. It does not go out of His mouth to return to Him void. It accomplishes what He sent it out to do. The animal sacrifices, the things that were shadows, they were commands at the time of that particular time. Good that you weren't born that you have to go to Jerusalem. But there will come a time that you may have to do that. I know you don't believe that, but if you read Ezekiel and other places, Isaiah 66, new moon to new moon, Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh go worship before Him. You think heaven's going to be up there somewhere? You think when people die, that they die and go to heaven? He says the dead know nothing. That David is still with us. You don't die and go to heaven. This is going to be your paradise. I know you don't believe that, but it don't matter what you believe. That's what Ezekiel teaches. That's what Isaiah teaches. Who cares what you believe? Who are you? And what authority do you have? This is the authority. My time up, brother?
About 5 seconds.